From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns concludes his fifth message in a series expounding Isaiah chapter 53. The title of this message is Christ Burdened, Blasphemed, and Beaten. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. Before he comes, please enjoy this devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled Unstaggering Trustfulness. The text is found in Psalm 112 and verse 7. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Suspense is dreadful. When we have no news from home, we are apt to grow anxious, and we cannot be persuaded that no news is good news. Faith is the cure for this condition of sadness. The Lord, by His Spirit, settles the mind in holy serenity, and all fear is gone as to the future as well as the present. The fixedness of heart spoken of by the psalmist is to be diligently sought after. It is not believing this or that promise of the Lord, but the general condition of unstaggering trustfulness in our God, the confidence which we have in Him that He will neither do us ill Himself nor suffer anyone else to harm us. This constant confidence meets the unknown as well as the known of life. Let the morrow be what it may, our God is the God of tomorrow. Whatever events may have happened which to us are unknown, our Jehovah is God of the unknown as well as of the known. We are determined to trust the Lord, come what may. If the very worst should happen, our God is still the greatest and best. Therefore will we not fear, though the postman's knock should startle us, or a telegram wake us at midnight. The Lord liveth, and what can His children fear?
Tears are ending flow when
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. The response to these broadcasts has been most encouraging. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you have written to say that the Lord has blessed you or to ask for some of the literature that we offer, then please take our thanks for taking the time to do so. You may contact us by email or telephone or by regular mail. You may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or if you wish, you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this series of studies in Isaiah chapter 53, Dr. Cairns has been expounding verse 4. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. In introducing the message, Dr. Cairns focused on the certainties of the gospel as embodied in the word surely. The term also conveys the sense of because, referring to what the Lord Jesus endured as he suffered the anguish of the beatings, the mockery, and the cross. There he bore the punishment for the sins of his people. The wrath and judgment of God fell upon him. The terrible treatment of Christ was nothing short of blasphemy, for it was and is the rejection of God. Now to conclude this message, Christ burdened, blasphemed, and beaten. Here is Dr. Cairns.
What we have thirdly is Christ beaten. He was smitten of God. That's the strange thing. They meant it blasphemously. They meant it that he was stricken and smitten and afflicted because he merited those things. That was the blasphemous lie. But the truth is, he was smitten of God. In other words, as we were singing this morning, Jehovah took his rod. And with that rod, he smote his own dear son. The wrath of God, which was our due, upon the Lamb was laid. Christ was sore smitten of his God. in order that we might never be smitten. The wrath of God against our sin exhausted itself in Jesus Christ. Never forget that. God's wrath against me was exhausted in Christ. There is no more wrath for any believer in Jesus Christ. Christ burdened, Christ blasphemed, Christ beaten. And quickly let me come to the fourth one. The result of all that, Christians blessed. I said that this is a text that says that Christ bore what he didn't have to bear in order that we might not bear that which otherwise we had to bear. Christians blessed. He bore our griefs. He carried our sorrows. In other words, my sin, my sorrow, my guilt is gone. What are the burdens that we will never have to bear because Christ bore the burden for us? Well, you could take all day on that. I'm only going to give you a list before we come to the close of the meeting. Number one, we will never have to bear the burden of unatoned guilt. Thank God we can look at our past and say it's under the blood. God's people are told, look to the rock from which you've been hewn. Look at the pit from which you've been digged. Only a Christian can honestly afford to look at his past. You, if you're out of Christ, look at your past and it rises up against you. Every sin has a tongue that rises to condemn you. Every bit of guilt has a hand that holds a sword that it wields against you. I say to you that only a Christian can look at his past, because he says, my sin is under the blood. My guilt is atoned for. Thank God there is nothing in the record against the name of any believer in Jesus Christ. God finds nothing. God says there is nothing. The debt is paid. The sin is gone. The cause of judgment removed. The law is satisfied. Heaven is opened. No burden of unatoned guilt. Secondly, we don't have to bear the burden of unchecked corruption. We're still in the body. And we therefore have to lament with Paul that this is a body of death. We have to cry that there are times we disappoint ourselves. Times that we are grieved that we're not as holy as we want to be. That's the mark of a Christian, you know. He always wants to be holy. Even when he has to stand back and lament before God that he's not living in the victory that he wants, yet his whole heart is repudiating the very usurper that would enter his life, and he's crying with Murray McShane, God, make me as holy as it's possible for a saved sinner to be. It's the mark of a Christian. We're not as holy as we want to be. We're not what we are yet going to be, but thank God we can say we're not what we once were. In other words, though there is still corruption in the body and the old nature is still there to fight against every work of grace, yet, thank God, corruption is under restraint. Corruption is under a check. It is not unchecked corruption. God's people are made anew. God's people have in them the victory over sin. God's people are a people with the habit of holiness and the inconsistency of sin, whereas the ungodly have the habit of ungodliness without the inconsistency of holiness. We don't bear the burden of unchecked corruption. There's power in the blood, not only to save from the guilt of sin, but to save from the power of sin. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood. That's true. Give it to the sinner. It's also true for the saint. If you have the power of sin broken, it's by grace alone. The third thing, we don't have to bear the burden of unshared sorrows and trials. I remember preaching Solomon's words, "Woe to him who is alone when he falleth. Woe to the man who's alone in the dark passages of life, when sorrows crush the spirit, when temptations rush in against the soul, when trials stretch your whole constitution to breaking point. Woe to the man who is alone in that hour. Thank God, because of the death and burden bearing of Jesus Christ, he bore our burden. We never need to bear the burden of unshared sorrows and trials. He is able to succor them who are tempted. He is our advocate with the Father. He is our great high priest presenting our case. He has sent his Holy Spirit, whom he calls the Paraclete, the one who is called alongside to help God's people. Thank God for one who's with us. He says, "I will not leave you. I will not forsake you." The one who says, "I understand your troubles. I know your freedom. I remember that you're dust. I won't allow you to be tempted above what you're able to bear. And with every temptation, I will make open to you the way of escape." Thank God we never bear the burden of unshared sorrow. We never need to bear the burden of an unlighted death. There's a light in the valley of death now for me, since Jesus came into my heart. We don't need to bear such a burden. Even in this 20th century, the men have used all the advances of science to seek to evacuate death of its sting and take away from it its darkness. Yet when you actually come face to face with death, it is a dark, dismal thing. For a soul to sink down into death without a light, without a ray of gospel truth, without one beam to shine from the face of the Son of Righteousness, is the tragedy of all tragedies. To live a life in the darkness is bad, but to die in the darkness is worse. I think of that tragic, terrible epitaph written over Judas Iscariot. He went out and he hanged himself. And it was night. What a way to die. I wonder how many people in America this last week have died. And God says, it was night. Bless God, if you're in Christ, there's a light with you in the valley. Psalm 23 calls it the valley of the shadow of death. In other words, death for the Christian is only a shadow of what it is for the sinner. Not only that, But, as it has often been said, you can never have a shadow without a light. And we have the light of life who is yet with us in death. We won't have to bear the burden of unatoned guilt, or unchecked corruption, or unshared sorrows and trials, or an unlighted death. And bless God, we'll never have to bear the burden of an unending hell. The rich man died, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. That's the fate of every sinner. That's the desert of every sinner. That's where you deserve to go. That's where I deserve to go. My friend, that's the depth to which the burden of your sin would have brought you down. The guilt and judgment of sin would have brought us all down to the lowest and nethermost hell. Thank God Jesus bore that burden. We'll never need to bear it. And we'll never bear the burden of hell. Saved by His grace divine. Saved from sin. Saved from death. Saved from hell. Surely He hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. And though men blasphemously said He was stricken and smitten of God and afflicted, yet we can truly say, thank God, He did bear that smiting. He did take that place of wrath. He did bear that burden of guilt. He stood where I stood. Now, thank God, I stand where He stands. May the Lord bless His word to all our hearts and impress us with the glory of Christ, our sin bearer. Let's all bow in a word of prayer. Let's seek the Lord's face in prayer. Our Father and our God, we thank Thee today for the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. We were singing this morning those words based on Christ's great cry in John 19 and 30, it is finished. We thank Thee, Lord, that it is finished. We thank Thee that He did bear our sins. We thank Thee, our God, that He did carry the total weight of all the guilt of all His people of all ages. We thank Thee, Lord, that because He bore the burden, we will never have to bear it. O God, we give Thee thanks for such a liberation, for such a salvation, for such an acceptance with God. O God, take Thy word and write it in every heart. Grant that not one man, woman, or young person here will go on without God and without Christ, blasphemously rejecting the Lord Jesus. God grant that not one will leave this place, yet in rebellion against Christ and His salvation. Lord, bring souls to the Savior. Send God's people forth in the joy of knowing Christ has borne all the guilt and all the judgment of all their sin. Hear our prayer, and part us with Thy blessing. Keep us in Thy fear. Be Thou our abiding portion, both this Sabbath day, and until our Lord Jesus either calls us home, or comes again in all His glory. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.